about UFOs in that 60 Minutes story over the weekend. Well, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the man who says he's been abducted by alien spacecraft more than anybody in the history of the Earth. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hello. We can barely hear you.
I don't want to speak too loudly, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I'm very frightened.
Yeah, I can imagine. If you've been abducted how many times?
I've been abducted more than 15 times.
Wow.
15.
In fact, over 50.
Over 50?
At least 15 and over 50.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And my name is Clem Banksterfield.
Clem Banksterfield.
But I wish to remain anonymous.
Okay, we will honor that wish.
The first time it happened was when I was 16. And I was out with friends, and we were around a campfire. And I'm going to be very honest with your program.
Okay.
We were having beer. And yes, I had taken beer. And I'd kind of nodded off, and I was awakened by a little creature that can best be described as a little green man. It was so terrifying.
Wow.
He had a little green man, and he had large eyes.
Hmm. Wow, that's freaky.
And he communicated through... Please don't interrupt me. And he communicated through hand motions and telepathy.
Hmm.
And I sensed, when I looked at him, he communicated that he didn't want to hurt me, but I was so frightened. And he didn't want to hurt me, but he said he just wanted my Fonzie lunchbox. And so I gave it to him, and he left.
Okay.
Then 3 nights later, someone broke into my room and took me out of bed and anally probed me in an alien trauma room.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yes, yes.
Yes, we've heard those stories.
And then when I was 20, I was walking alone in some woods, and I heard some branches. They snapped back behind me. So it startled me enough to where I looked towards that direction. There was this large saucer-type craft that descended into a clearing.
Wow.
And so I ran. I ran as fast as I could. I ran faster than Michael Johnson would when they run. And finally, I took refuge in a cave, and I nodded off. But then I woke up, and the little green man was right in front of me, and it was the same one from years before. The exact same one.
How do you know it was the same one from years before?
He was carrying my Fonzie lunchbox. My mom had written my name on it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But he communicated to me that he wanted world peace. Huh. And I said, "Is that your primary objective for visiting me?" And he said, "No." He wondered if I had the matching thermos. I told him no. So he beat me to within an inch of my life.
Oh, they're violent?
Oh, gosh.
And then when I turned 21, one of them chased me down behind a bowling alley and hypnotized me to take off my Farrah Fawcett shirt.
Well, you are stuck in the 70s, aren't you?
I woke up 20 miles away at the top of a redwood, covered in my own sick. So dramatic. And then through...
The top of a redwood, how'd you get down?
I just fell.
Oh,
I had no choice. I was just hoping that my vomit would break my fall. And then throughout my 20s, I was abducted every year, it seemed like, usually around major holidays. And I would be taken into medical alien rooms, and sometimes they would implant embryos in my butt. And other times they would implant chicken ovaries in me. And
well, interesting.
They tried to give me two penises at once. And
what?
That was the best summer I ever had. But they seemed to be very concerned with two things.
What?
Human reproduction. And 70s sitcom merchandise.
Really weird.
I swear to God, please help me. Please help me.
What do you want us to do?
I don't know, Mavs tickets, or do you have like a...
Playoffs are about to start.
Jerry World hookup? I don't know. I don't know, guys. I got to take care of you.
Oh, man, he's troubled.
That is Clem Banksterfield with us here on the Ticket. All right, it is 8:46. Up next, we have musical musers.
Yes, we're going to take a look at hot dogs. Next.
2, 1, 2, 3.